to refresh from 2 weeks ago, the beginning of Shara Sheni, we just said we didn't even examine the Rambam, that we don't count mitzvahs that are learned there from Joshos. We explained where the basis from that would come from is because the Rambam has an emphasis on what's explicit, Mefurish, across. So now that we're going to look at the Rambam a little more carefully, I don't think we're going to read the whole thing. We'll probably be mashed them in the middle. So the Rambam starts though. Sharish Hashini Shein Roy Limnos Kol Mashal Bamdim Ba'achas Mishlosh Te Midol Shai Torin Adreshes Behen Ob Riboy. No Riboy, no Yudgimel Midos. V'kvar Be'erinu B'psichas Chibreinu Repair Shem Mishah Sharov Dini Atari Yotzei Mishlosh Yosei Midos Shai Torin Adreshes Behen. That's all. Most of the halachas we know are from these Yudgimel Midos. V'hashah Dini Yotzei Midah Me'osa Midah Hinei Pan Tipo Bo Amachlokis V'yisham Dinam Hein Perush Mikubal Mishinai In Misinai Mimosha In Machlokis Behen. Aber hey, mir wien Raya Lamb Bach mit so sche Midos, ki mi khakh mas a kasse shu esh shi im sai ba remes mora, a perishu a mkubal o hekesh yora lo. It says like the following thing which we're going to see in the Hakdama Perish Mishnah in a few minutes. There are two types of Torah Shva Pe halachos. There is drashos and yud gimel midos, and there's something that he calls a perish ha mkubal mi sinai, something like a halacha mosh mi sinai, which he says they cannot have any machlokas, but there'll be a sugya b'fnei atzmo, about machlokas and men halacha mosh b'sinai. Those are different than what he's describing about not counting drushas. So we'll see what a parish of makubal is and what makes it different. So then he goes on to describe that whenever chacham have a drusha, so it's not a din d'areisa, they just... Sometimes they'll find with a drasha something that we knew was daraisa, and they'll just use a drasha to show where it's true. But if they make up their own drasha, that's not a mitzvah that's counted in tayag. And the example that he gives, that he's upset at the Bahagim for about, is the Gemara in Pesachim. Es Hashem lokecha tira lirbos tam de chachamim, yiras chachamim. The Bahai cancels the separate mitzvah. That we'll discuss. Now the Rambam does say though, after he gives all the examples, that don't take me too seriously. Don't think that they're not daraisa. I do think the drushas are daraisa. The Ramban understood the Rambam saying the drushas are not daraisa, but I do think the drushas are daraisa. They just can't be counted in teriyag. Except he says that there are drushas that I will count. That's the last paragraph. He nei kvar his bayer ki tayag mitzvah shenemra l'moshe b'sinai lo yimana behan koma shiyomad b'shlosh le'midos afilu b'zmano alav shalom. Even if that drusha was established and set at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, it still can't be counted. Even more so, drasha they made later than the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. If there's a perish and mekubal, we will count it. Again, we haven't explained what that is yet. When we see in Chazal, there's something that's an obvious answer to Raisa. Chazal said, this is Asr Minat Torah. But at the same time, it's learned that from a drasha. The Rambam says they have to take a step back. And maybe you should think over there, that drasha works differently, because Chazal said, Mefurish, it's Daraisa. And he gives examples. He lists a few. So this is a little puzzling. Because if the Rambam has a rule, I don't count drushas. So then he says, but if Chazal tell me that something's Daraisa, and it's learned that from a drasha, I will count it. I would have said that that's a simon that your rule is off. If you think the drushos are not daraisa, and then you find chazals that say the drushos are daraisa, so then wouldn't you think the drushos are daraisa? But the Rambam says, no, I could still say the drushos are not daraisa. The exceptions that chazal have are the exceptions. But he doesn't explain to you like how they knew his exceptions. He didn't say those drushos are different, and we knew they were different because the following you sowed factor makes those drushos different than every other drusha that we know is derabanan. It's all working backwards. Sometimes Chazal said the drusha is deraisa. Sometimes they left it alone. When they say it's deraisa, I'm forced, my hand's forced, I have to count it. So we'll try to explain maybe by looking at the examples that maybe there is a yisod going on of what drushas do get counted for the Rambam. Before we do that, we have to explain what he means by a perish hamakubal mimosha misinai. He says it different places. So that's in the Hakdama, the perish mishnayos. I can't really give you a marmakom. Towards the beginning, after he describes, first he describes how the Masorah took place, then he goes on to a big tangent about Nevuah. After the tangent about Nevuah, he lists off four or five different types of Limudim from Torah Shavua Peh, and he says that there's something called the Perish of Makubal. How does it go? Let's find the right line. Kasha Osef Kol Tzvars Rashmos B'chibur. Okay. All right, we'll start with this. Beger Kasher Osef Kol Tzvaros. If you have the kapach, it's on page 10, if you want to look it up. Kasher Osef Kol Tzvaros Rashmos HaKol B'chibur V'Mishnah HaKolelos Bir Kol Mitzvos HaKshivos B'Torah Mayim Kabbalos B'Kubalos M'Moshe. When they gathered all the Torah Shabbat Peh, from part of what they gathered, they gathered the perushim that are mekubal mimoshe. Umiham the midos shalom din lapi adin. They have the perushim mekubal and they have the gimel midos. The ein behen machlokas. In this perushim mekubal, you can't argue on them. Umiham the mudas shenafla behen machlokas ben shnei adinin. But in a drasha, you can't have a machlokas. The kavam ki machlokas employyom rakach ponyom rakach. I feel yachad al cholig al rabim kavam divrei yachad divrei rabim. So then they decided how to pass in those machloksim. V'hu, yesh latam lomar, imay pirushi ha-Torah mekubal mimoshe, kifi ha-kol m'shamarno she'ez kereno anlan, kol ha-Torah nemer kol ha-sefer ha-tosevet ha-kleh mi-Sinai. What do I mean by this perushim mekubal? Wasn't all of Torah Shemapet given our Sinai? Im kein ma-him, osan ha-halachos ha-miyuchados, sh'amar ben shem ha-halacha mosh mi-Sinai. What does a halacha mosh mi-Sinai mean? Isn't everything halacha mosh mi-Sinai? Isn't even a dinder abadon halacha mosh mi-Sinai? This is why we're learning it. You have to know this. V'hu, sh'aperushim ha-mekubal mi-Moshe ein ben machlokas klal. V'fi sh'ad achshav lo matzano sh'nof le-machlokas ben ha-chachamim b'shum z'mayim min ha-zmanin v'moshe Rabbeinu ad rabashi sh'echad omer sh'mi sh'sime ayin odom mi-simen es eino. K'mamar Hashem yis'alach ayin v'ayin ayin tachas ayin. I think it's two different psukim. There's a pasuk in Dvarim that's ayin ba'ayin, and in Mishpatim it's ayin tachas ayin. V'acher omar zamin bel baruchai. How come we never find that there's one day in Chazal that says ayin tachas ayin? Literally, you take out his eye, we'll take out your eye. And another day it says, like what we learn, that it's talking about mamam. Or another example, the Torah says pri eitz hadar. How come we don't find in Masechet Sukkah that one time it says a pri eitz hadar means that, and a pri or another time it says no, a pri eitz hadar means a grapefruit, and it doesn't mean an esrog. Right? And other pratim of dal minim, you definitely have machloksim that are even based on drushes. So how come esrog, it's just, there's no machlokis? Is that just a lucky thing that no one argued about? Why is it that you don't, that certain things are just taken for granted? And he lists other examples. So he says that's because those are perushim and mekubal mimosh, meaning that it's not a drusha that's mechadish, a certain halacha that we wouldn't have known without the drusha. Rather, it was passed down from Har Sinai, that is pshat in the pasuk, and that's why you can't argue with it. Because when the Torah said pri eitz hadar, it's not just a drusha that we have a way of learning how pri eitz hadar means esrog. No. What was passed down from Moshe is that the word pri eitz hadar means esrog. That's the translation of that word. Oh, you'll tell me no. In Mikra Yotzi Midei Pshuto, it means a nice fruit that grows on a tree. So that's exactly the Kiddush that the Rambam is telling us. That no, the Perush Mekom Misina really is Kovei what the Pasuk actually means. See if he says it clearly. Let's give other examples. I don't know if he actually says that line clearly. He just separates that from regular drushos. So I didn't get a chance. I saw it a long time ago. But I didn't get a chance to go through all the details. But in Igros HaGrid, the first piece in the house is Mamrin, he basically spells this out, that it's a special halacha. He's not going to do it. A special halacha that's matkia the Pshuto Shel Mikra. It establishes that even though you thought Pshuto Shel Mikra was one way, the Perush Mekubal defines for us what the Pshuto Shel Mikra is, and he gets into how, even though normally we say Elu V'Elu Divrei Elokim Chaim, but Perush Mekubal means you can't say Elu V'Elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. This is the only way to go. Well, not Psak, but in Machlokas. I mean, you can't argue on, if you come to argue on Pshuto Shel Mikra, so that doesn't make you part of the Mesorah where you're able to have a machlokas, that makes you along the lines of a kofer. If the Torah says X and you're coming saying no, it says Y, so you can't do that. Right, you're allowed to do that. Here we're saying more than that. Here we're saying that we're not saying that there's a new Joshua that's Mishad, we're saying that pre Tadar means Esther. So it's not a Joshua. It's defining. No, it doesn't have meaning. What do you mean nafkamina lidina? Meaning
by esrog, you're saying shuvah shemekar is the esrog you're doing this, but you know it's esrog.
Right.
And so that has a nafkamina because we're only one second. So you're saying this, but you can have a cake, like, you know, shot in the pasuk in, I don't know, some
of okay, yeah, yeah. Meaning, can you argue, yeah, meaning, I think what we mean shuvah shemekar is not the way, like, when people give a shiur and say this is shot in sukkah. No, I don't mean that. I mean halachically pshutus hamikra, meaning with the best example is ayin tachas ayin, right? You could, someone could give a shiur and say pshutus hamikra, the reason why the Torah uses ayin tachas ayin, even though it means mamon, you would call that pshutus hamikra, meaning you would say that the mamon's the drasha, and I'm giving you a nice word why the Torah says the words I instead of mamon. That's what you would call in like colloquial pshutus hamikra. But what we mean here is that no, halachically, the words ayin tachas ayin, even though no matter what nice Torah you have to explain to that, it means mamon. It doesn't mean, we're not saying that no ayin tachas ayin, according to Pshuto Shel Mikra, means take out a zayin chazal, but drasha to explain away that Pshuto Shel Mikra, the drasha of mamon defines halachically what the pasuk means. So if someone would come along and say, no, my position in Chazal, someone from Chazal said ayin tachas ayin means mamish, there's no ability to do that. Once the Perish Mekubim of Sinai was koveya, that it means mamon, that's what it means. Now, how do we know what it is? That was obviously passed down from Har Sinai. So that's what the Rambam means when he says, oh, when Chazal come along and say it drushes daraisa, it breaks all my rules, it's not just because they said it's daraisa. What that means is since Chazal said mefurish it's daraisa, it must cue you in that Chazal are saying it's Perish Mekubim of Sinai. When Chazal just made a drasha, so that drasha can have the standing of within the race, but in terms of being counted as Taryag, it can't be counted as Taryag, because that's not what the Pasuk means. As Hashem Lekechatira means, literally, you should fear Hashem. Chazal said, we can learn out, and it might be that you're obligated in the Torah to do that. We'll see what the Rambam's position is in a later week about Yiras Chachamim, but that can't be a mitzvah Taryag, because the Pasuk means to fear Hashem. From the three examples that we're about to do, when the Chazal said this drasha is daraisa, what that means is that it's not just a din daraisa and it's loaded down from a drasha, it is like the parish of Mekubal Misinai in that pasuk. So three examples in a minute. This would also, we'll have to get to middle of a separate week, like the Rambam, because it doesn't relate to Taryag, that's the Rambam by Kedusha Kesef. Rambam says famously that Kedusha Kesef is midivrei sofrim, even though shtar and bia is midaraisa. So obviously, not obviously, because our Rishon that say that it's midrabanan, we'll do that a different week. But the Rambam obviously holds that kedusha kesef is daraisa, and someone who's you know balanishes ish who only had kedusha kesef will still get skila for that avera. What he means, he explains in a tshuva. I think it's kuf yutes kuf lamites. He explains in a tshuva that what he, I think the kesef mishnah quotes part of it there in the beginning of the chazishas. What he is that what distinguishes shtar and kesef, even though shtar is also learned that from a drasha, right? Kesef learns that from kicha mistei afron, and shtar is learned that from the limud from get and the maza that's machnis is motzi, so it should be machnis as well. It should be able to bring you into the marriage. So shtar is also a drasha. He says, yeah, but I know that from a raya and a gemara that shtar has to be the right, so we'll see what his raya is different time. So that's the same idea. That what he's saying is that I just don't. I'm not saying shtar is the Chazal says shtar is the right, so it has to be the right. So Chazal are saying that shtar is a perish mekubal, even though the pasuk says bia. That's the pasuk of pasuk. Shtar through the drasha is also included in that pasuk. Kedushin is an additional form. Kesef is an additional form of kedushin that's learned out from a drasha. So using that we could explain that Rambam. We'll get back to that. But the examples that he gives, I don't know who he is here. In the Frankel Rambam, when he says all drashas are not counted except for ones that I do count, where Chazal says Teresa, and this bracket here that give three examples. I don't know which printer, but I looked through. I'm pretty sure it's the main. There's a fourth example, which is a different theme of a different type of drasha that's counted, where it's not really a drasha. So the Rambam calls it Gilei Milsa. But let's examine the three drashos the Rambam counts, and I guess let's do it in order. I think in order will still work. So the first drasha is Lo Sasei Kuf Lamed Hei. Kuf Lamed Hei, 135. Every time he counts a drasha, say for mitzvahs, he goes out of his way to tell you. That's how you can check, make sure those three examples are right. I'll say in different form, even though this is only learned from a drasha, it's still a full mitzvah tayari. So Losa say Kuf Lamed Hei, he says the following. Hizir ha'arel me'echol truma v'vadim l'shar kachim sha'arel muzar me'achilasa. An Arel is not allowed to eat Truma. So if you look in Chumash, you will not find that din anywhere. V'zos ha'azhara lo hisbaro v'kasav. He says it already. And I'm breaking my rule here. There is no pasuk. Aval, he nomedes b'gzer shava, one of the Gimel Midos. Ubiru mikabalim imzeh, shezeh ha'isr hu midarais avlo midarabanan. The Chazal said that it's daraisa. Even though they said gzer shava, the next line they said, oh, this is a mitzvah daraisa. V'loshen yivamos, the Gimel Yivamos and daf ayin, menayin la'arol she'ino ochal chuma, ne'mar tosha v'sachar b'pesach, tosha v'sachar b'chuma. The same lashon Tosha v'sachar is written by Karban Pesach and is by Arul. We know Mefurish Kol ben Nechal lo yachabo is not Arul. Bechol Arul lo yachabo, right? Kol Arul lo yachabo. So there's an iser for an Arul to eat from the Karban Pesach. It says Tosha v'sachar there, and it says Tosha v'sachar v'chuma. We're going to extend, important word, extend the iser of Arul b'Pesach, the also Arul b'Truma, and the Zegam Lashon Sifra. The Sifra says a similar drasha. Ishish Lirbos is a Arul. So how do I know that it's Minat Torah though? That just tells me the drasha. I could have said that's not a Kantan Tayag. The Sham is Barer on Daf Ayin Beis. 2 Dapim later, Sheminat Torah Mashach Ochel b'Truma midivreim Gazer Olimination Nirak Arul. So there, the Gemara seems to imply that a real RL is, right, it says that a fake RL, right, a mashach, who just mashach harlasa, which just covered up, so he's allowed to eat minat Torah, it's only exerid derabana. What does it imply? That a real RL can't eat minat Torah. So you see, Chazal said mefurish, it's daraisa. Okay, so before we examine each one specifically, let me just show you all three, so then I can prove the theme. The second one is mitzvos losa say kuf tzadites. Hish is hirano me'echel. Hish is hirano me'echel chametz. Ach hachatzos yom abayasar minisan v'hu amru lo sachalav chametz. The Rambam's shita is that chametz, it's asher min haTorah to eat chametz erev Pesach. Sorry, let it go. Erev Pesach after chatzos. Even though it's not Pesach yet, there's an isher achilas chametz min haTorah. If you look in Chumash, it says Sheves Yamim, right? Tachamatos lo yachal chametz. The Isra Achilas chametz is tied to the 7 days of Pesach. There's no Isra Achilas chametz on Yom Yedalid. So how did I know this? The Kinei Alav Shaval Keves HaPesach. Shadu Chayav L'Shochta Ben Arbayim Yom Arbasar Ben Yisran V'Amr Me'ish Shigiyaz Man Shchitaso Lo Sechal Chametz. Chazal V'Joshua, that when the time of Achilas Pesach, Shchitas Pesach kicks in, that's a time where it's also Asher to eat chametz. How do they know that? Menayin lo chametz mishish shavos lemal shabalos. I say shenam lo sechal chametz, which is pasuk in Re'ei. V'sham amru d'chuliyam mias chametz mishish shavos lemal midaraisa. So there's a drasha based on Shchitas Pesach that you can't eat chametz at that time. And the Gemara in Daf Dalid says that's daraisa. Another example: drasha, don't eat chametz from 6 hours on.
Why
is it
that
like, because the Pashup Shah and is that it's not talking about. How do you know that it's talking about Yadalit? I mean, the Gemara has complicated Cheshbaros and Daftalim and Beis Daf. Hey, how you know that Pasuk is. There's three Psukim that the Gemara is dealing with in terms of Chametz. None of them, most of them say Shevis Yamim. So there's a separate Pasuk, Loyach HaChametz. How do you know that's referring to Yadalit? Maybe it's referring to Pasuk itself, Tezvav. So the Drush is. That pasuk, the Isser Achila, is also talking about Yudalit. That's the Joshua.
The Joshua
is the timing of the pasuk. From the pasuk alone, I would have thought that, like the Pashtus, which most people argue in this Rambam, is that the Isser Achila's Chametz only kicks in on Pesach itself. So the Joshua's Chazal tells you, no, there's a connection between that pasuk and the Zman, Shchitas, Karban Pesach. So therefore, there's going to be an Isser Achila. What's the pasuk? That's the pasuk. Look at that. I'll tell you that. Third example is Lo Sase Kuf Tzad that we just did because like this. 1 second. Where am I missing? Am I the same thing twice? Ziyayin Nesach. The Kuf Tzad Dalid. Okay, so in backwards, Kuf Tzad Dalid. He shes yirado milish tos Ziyayin Nesach. It says it before us again. V'zeh lo ba b'kasef nigla, b'biur aval amru b'avodazara, Asher chilev zivchimu yachlu yishtu yai nesicham. And the Chazal learned out, where's that pasuk in Kisisa? I think it's in Kisisa, right? That you'll go after the Avodah Zarah and you'll eat the chilev of a zevach that's brought to the Avodah Zarah. So too, you'll drink their wine of Nesach. My zevach aser af yayin aser. And there's an iser yayin Nesach. And he brings the raya in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah that clearly says that it's an iser daraisa. So you have three examples. You have the iser of an aral to eat truma, the iser to drink yayin Nesach, and the iser to eat chametz on Yom Yudalad Sheish Shalos Olamala. So, is there a common denominator between all those Isurim where the Rambam understood how those drushas become Perushim and Mekubalim opposed to all the drushas? So I think what is common between all three of those, and we're going to show in the details of these halachos, all three of those are an extension of a pre-existing Isur Daraisa. Now you'll say, well, if it's an extension of a pre-existing Isur Daraisa, then they shouldn't be counted as separate mitzvahs. If the first example, if Arel B'Truma is an extension of Arel B'Karim Pesach, so the Rambam should have said like this, we learn out from the Isur Arel B'Karim Pesach that it's a general din, not just of Karim Pesach, but it's a din of Truma and Shar Kachim. So we should have said, there's an Isur Achilas Arel M'Karim Pesach with Shar Kachim as one mitzvah. And an extension, right, because the Rambam in the later Shorish talks about how the pratim of one mitzvah don't become independent mitzvahs. Or the Rambam... we'll see the extension of Yai Nesach as it's being extended from the Isser Takruves Avodah Zarah. If a person takes, you know, if a person, the different things that are offered to Avodah Zarah, the way you serve this Avodah Zarah is you bring a carbon of salt, so that salt becomes Aser Bachila Vahana, it's called Takruves Avodah Zarah, it's separate psukim, and the Isser of Chametz Meshesh Shas Lamal is obviously an extension of the Isser Chametz and Tezvav, so shouldn't they be so similar to the three things that they came from, that they'll be counted as one mitzvah. So that's what the Rambam's chiddush is here, that they're extensions, but they're also additions. That they're learnt out from other dinim, but they have aspects to themselves that remove them from the three sources that they came from. So we'll see how that's true in the details. I think what the Rambam is saying is that what we're going to see is that his problem with counting drashos is that the drashos chazal can't be mechadish yesh miyai to become taryag. What drashos chazal could do is be a parish mekubal misinai to tell you that's what the pasuk means. So in a similar vein, what the drashos chazal could do in terms of counting mitzvos is that since we have the basis in the mefurish mikra already, they could extend what the drush is being megala, and that the parish of Mekubal extended those dinim to other areas. So it didn't happen on its own. That was the halacha Moshe Sinai, that even the Torah doesn't say it explicitly, between the lines, when it says that an Arel can't eat Karban Pesach, it's also saying an Arel can't eat Truma. Just like it says Ayin Tachzayin, it means Mamma. So we're extending from there.
We don't have any other extension mitzvahs.
So that would be, I don't know. I mean, we'll see as we. But we have daraisas that are extensions of other things. But that's good for the point. They're not counting. This is what we started with the first week. That the Ramban attacks the Rambam for not counting Birchas HaTorah. Right, famous example. So the answer for the Rambam, unless you see, the Shai Gazari thinks the Rambam paskins that Birchas HaTorah is the Rabbanon, but for a lot of other Achronim do not think that way. So the answer for the Rambam is that Birchas HaTorah is an extension of Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. So you see that there's a Mitzvah Daraisa extended from another Mitzvah, but then they become one Mitzvah, they're not counted separate. So these are unique, yeah, these are unique that they're going to be extensions of, but also be their own partials in themselves. Yeah, I mean, we'll look through. So let's show how that is true. So let's start with RL by Truma. So RL by Truma, the way it's an extension is there's a parallel between Karban Pesach and Truma. And that is, there are many riots listen that we're not going to get into in Truma, that Truma has two aspects to it at least. there's the mitzvahs tluyas ba'aretz aspect of truma, and there's also a shame kodesh on truma. It has an aspect of, it's not kadshi migdash, but as an aspect of kedusha, of the kedusha's truma. So the kedusha, the similar vein, the kedusha of Karban Pesach that asers an RL from eating it, so too the kedusha of truma will ask an RL, and that's why the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah says, I learned from here that once we've extended the truma, we're going to extend the shara kadshim. I think, I didn't read it just thoroughly, I think it was chozer in Mishnah Torah, because Mishnah Torah, when he brings the din of achilas RL b'truma in Perek Vav, I think halach yod achilas truma, he extended to Meiser Sheni, but he doesn't extend the shara kadshim. So it's complicated. I think it gets into the cheshbonos and the sugi nivamos about the different shittos of the Rabbi Kiva's RL is Katame, which we don't pass in that way. But I don't know why Shar Kachim fell off in Mishnah Torah, but especially in Sefer Mitzvah, that idea is very clear, because how do you get to Shar Kachim just because you're extending Toshav Asachir from Pesach to Truma? Where do you get Shar Kachim? Unless you say no, the common denominator is a Shem Kodesh, so Shar Kachim should almost be a Kavachomer. Now, it's even though it's similar to Karban Pesach, it's obviously different. Truma is different enough. Like I said, there's another aspect of the mitzvah of Truma that it could be counted as a mitzvah of the aspect, because it's not a carbon. So it's taking the Kedusha aspect of the carbon and extending it to a different type of Kedusha of Truma, and therefore it could be its own independent mitzvah. You can't say it's the same mitzvah as Karban Pesach. They're independent enough, but the question is how similar are they? So I couldn't. The Minchas Chinuch in, I think it's Reish Pei. Do I have it here? It's Reish Pei Beis, I think, is where the Chinuch brings us down. So he discusses some of this. Yeah, Reish Pei Beis. For example, with following Nafkamina, let's say you have a Chati Kizayis of Karban Pesach and a Chati Kizayis of Truma, and an RL eats those two Chati Zaysim. So is he going to be Loke on that Isser? So that really depends on how much of an extension, I think, according to what we're saying, you should be. Because they're related, and even though there might be different shemos yisurim, they're related enough that you've been over on the same pasuk, the same, the toshav v'sachar is bringing you back to the Karban Pesach, and it's an extension of, which becomes a new mitzvah, but since they're related enough in the source, you should be, argue that you'll be loke. And there's an interesting point in the Rambam when it comes to the mitzvah that might reflect on this. When the Rambam, when the Rambam brings those words down, the way he says the Isser, Trumos, I think it's Bavir, I hope it's Bavir, Trumos, Parak Vav, Halacha Yud. Okay.
So you're saying in terms of truma, the two aspects that it has, it's similar to a carbon, also has like
a
kind of aspect, but the fact that it's totally
bar. I mean, it's not a carbon, but it has it's a chovas afrasha that has kedusha on it. So in terms of the kedusha, then we can make that extension. But truma is obviously different enough from carbon pesach because it's not a carbon, where you can't say it's totally included in that mitzvah. So the Rambam here in this is the wrong place. Zayin Yud. Kohen Aral also lechal b'truma midin Torah shari nemer toshav v'sachar b'truma nemer toshav v'sachar b'pesach ma toshav v'sachar omer pesach aral also bo af toshav v'sachar omer b'truma aral also bo v'imach lechal min Torah. So the first word, Kohen Aral also lechal b'truma, what about a zar aral? A zar can eat truma for a different reason. How come the Rambam says the Isser only by a Kohen? Sounds like from the Rambam that, yeah, the Zara will be over in Isser Zaros, but he won't be an Isser Kohen Asser Petruma. If you understand it related to the mitzvah, the Isser of Achilas Karban Pesach, maybe you could have other explanations for this. Maybe you could give an explanation here, and that is because you have to, just like, it's true that if anyone eats, any Aral eats this or the Karban Pesach, they will be loke, because Karban Pesach, everybody in Klal Yisrael is equally shaykh to Karban Pesach, because now it's time for it to be brought. But by Truma, a Zar is so, it's not for him, it's forget the Kedusha aspect of Truma, a Zar is totally distant. Zar has nothing to do with Truma at all. It's not that the Zar has to relate to the Truma properly with Kedusha. The Zar can't go anywhere near for Truma. A Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. Part of the way he eats it, he has to eat a Bikdusha, and therefore he can't eat it while he's Tameh, all those other dinim. So only a Kohen Aril has that access to the Kedusha, and therefore the Isser Shayach Dim. A Zar, the Isser is not shaykh to him because he's already so distant from a mitzvah. So that would also you could use that to explain why it's not by calling from the extension current Pesach. And I just saw Siyat Dushmaya, right before the Chabura, the Brisker Rav in Menachos and the stencils asked the following question. Rashi all over Shas, every time it says an Aral can't eat Truma and an Aral can't eat Pesach, Rashi says, what's an Aral? Who's an Aral? Obviously someone doesn't have a breast meal. Why doesn't he have a breast meal? And not someone who was lazy or rejected the mitzvah of Mila. Shemesu achiv machmas Mila. Right? The Gemara Yevamos said if someone's brothers, machlokas tanayim, two or three brothers previously died due to the breast Mila Rachman al son, that person is usher to have a breast Mila. But he's still an Aral, halachically. Rabbi Natan there on all over the place argues on Rashi. So the Brisker Rav asks, is I get how that's true in Karban Pesach, why you have to give me that case. Because why can't you give me the Pashut case that he's a Mumar La Relos? He doesn't want to get a Bris Mila because he believes like he's following the news too much and he's into the European governments that are trying to usher Bris Mila. So he doesn't want to get a Mila because he thinks it's inhumane, whatever he thinks. So that's a Mumar La Relos. He doesn't believe in the mitzvah. So he says, that's Pashut out of Karban Pesach. That's not a Chiddush of Aral. He's a Ben Nech. Ben Nech is Mumar. He can't eat it. So why don't an additional Chiyuv of Aral? So that has to be extending from more than a Mumar to someone who's even Bones is still called an Aral when it comes to Karban Pesach. So the Brisker Rav, that's fine and true by Karban Pesach. But Rashi in Trumos also says an Aral is Mesu Achim Machmas Mila. Why does he do that? What about the more basic case of Mumar L'Arelos? The Hechlich of Rashi to jump to Ones is because Mumar L'Arelos is Bechlal Ben Nechar. But in Truma, there is no special Pasuk of Ben Nechar. So why did he jump to Mumar to Ones? He should have said Mumar L'Arelos. Yeah, but what's the heck to say that? I mean, how did Rashi know? Yeah, I know, but how did Rashi know that Kiddush is true? Halacha L'maaseh, how did he know that? I mean, I know in Karban Pesach it has to be because there's a new din aral, but maybe the only aral for Truma is dafka Mumar, not Mesuach of Machmas Mila. But I think the answer is obvious, according to what we explained, that if we're learning out Tosha V'Sachar from Karban Pesach, and it's not just a way of getting the Gila that there's a new mitzvah by Truma, but it's somewhat of an extension of Karban Pesach, then once we've established, even though Karban Pesach has Bein Necha and Truma doesn't, that the shame aral for Karban Pesach is even Ba'ones, so then Truma as well will be extended for Karban Pesach. So those are just a few examples where you see that's true by Truma. Moving forward to our middle mitzvah of Yayin Nesach, this is the easiest place to say, the most obvious. What? Well, middle in order, not in what we said. Kuf Tzadi Dal, exactly. In the post of Kuf Tzadi Tes. The Isser Yayin Nesach. So this is just comes right off the page, how you see that it's an extension and a Mechadish. I should have quoted this earlier. Just a riot, not a riot, but another, just to bring home this idea of like where you see something can extend and at the same time can be a Chiddush. So Reb Chaim has a piece in, where is it? It's not in, I think it's Hilchos Machalos Asuros, even though it's about Orla. I'm about Orla v'Chutz La'aretz. Right, there's halacha much we've seen that Orla applies in Chutz La'aretz. The Pesukim say Orla and only Eretz Yisrael. So the Reb Chaim ties together like Rambam's and Gonim's and Shitaso in two or three places. Whether or not the halacha much we've seen of Orla and Chutz La'aretz, is that bringing over the Chi of Orla in Eretz Yisrael? That's what he calls halacha moshe mesina that's mifareshes, and it's explaining. Then there's halacha moshe mesina that's mechadeshes, that there's a halacha moshe mesina that the orla and chutzlarts, but it has nothing to do with the orla that happened in Eretz Yisrael. Those two models are basically what we're explaining here. We're basically saying that in these mitzvahs, it has aspects of both. You actually have this example also by the Psul Arel in Psul Arel. Psul Kohen Aral to do a vote in the Migdash is learned out from Halach Mosh Mishina. Rashi in Sanhedrin says that you're not, that if the Kohen is Ovid, he's not Loka. But the Rambam says that he is Loka, because what the Halach Mosh Mishina tells you is that an Aral is like a Zar. Even though you're Kohen, and you have the Yichus of a Kohen, but since you don't have a Bris Mila, you're like a Zar. Important point in itself. There you also see that idea. According to Rashi, the Halach Mosh Mishina made a new Halacha. According to the Rambam, the Halach Mosh Mishina extended Psul Zar. So those Mishalim are what's going on here, but it's not one or the other, it's both. So Yayin Nesach, this is the easiest one to explain, because the Ramban there, very kedai to go through,
says that Yai Nesach, you're wrong, that the Pasuk Asher Chilev Zavchimu Yachlu V'yishtu Yai Nesicham is not explaining Yai Nesach. That's just a different, that Pasuk is not teaching you halachos. Yai Nesach is usher already because of Takruvas Avodah Zarah. It's classic Takruvas Avodah Zarah. I don't need a new Pasuk. Yai Nesach means Yai Nesach Nesach Lepnei Avodah Zarah. The guy took it, poured it in front of his Avodah Zarah and said, this is my wine libation for Avodah Zarah. So why do I need a new Pasuk? Why do I need a new din? It's fully included in the din that already exists in Chumash, that's already counted in Taryak. So why are you counting it as a separate mitzvah? So according to what we're saying, that it makes perfect sense. We're counting it as a separate mitzvah because it's extending from that already existing din. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been able to be counted. It's extending, but at the same time, it's being mechadesh, a new aspect that's not in Takruvas Avodah Zarah. What is that new aspect? It's creating an Isser Achila, or call it Shtia. Regular Takruvas Avodah Zarah is a straight Isser Hana. I can't get benefit from something that was brought with an Avodah Zarah. Part of the benefit is that I can't eat it or I can't drink it. Here, we're saying besides being Takruvas Avodah Zarah, we're being Nechadish, there's an Isser Shtiyas Yai Nesach Betorah Smachal Sasuras. It's extending the Isser Takruvas Avodah Zarah to create a new mitzvah. What that new mitzvah adds is that now not only is there an Isser Hana of Avodah Zarah aspect to Yai Nesach, it becomes Machal Sasuras. Just like Chalev and Dam and Nevelos and Trefos, and the biggest right to that is where does the Rambam discuss all the dinim of Yai Nesach? Not in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, which would be a very logical place to put it. He mentions Takruvas Avodah Zarah. He talks about it in Hilchos Yai Nesach. I'm not sure. Hilchos Machal Sasuros, sorry. If it'd be Hilchos Yai Nesach, it'd be a good place to put it there too. I'm not sure if this would explain any dinim in Torah Reisa of Yai Nesach, because I'll show you in a minute. They basically, according to what we're saying, they basically couple each other. They always overlap. I mean, every time, so you could be mechadish something that won't have its own. You won't see itself stand on its own. Meaning, you can't min haTorah. Would you be able to separate the Machal Sasuras from the Takrovas of Arazara? I'm not positive, but it's enough to say that they would go together. Meaning, are you being over to actually to Lavin? Not sure. Let's
just say that should be your whole point. You don't have to say like it's going to tell you in the parsha. It's not meant to be Rebbe Lavin. It's
accomplishing Rebbe Lavin. So you get Rebbe Lavin, right? The Ram usually doesn't count Rebbe Lavin. That's like where it's totally coupled without nafkaminas. Maybe you have a nafkamina. I think you could isolate the takruvas without the machalas asuros. Like if you eat a shelo kederach hanaso, that's you eat an abnormal way. So you violate the iser hana of takruvas and vodazara. You wouldn't violate the iser shtiyah. So I have to think about that more. I have to look into the sugi more. If there's more sign nafkamina, but there's a. The Briskov basically says along these lines, and he explains the extension the rabbanon of stam yenom. This is where they use this to explain that. That stam yenom is an extension of Yai Nesach, right? It's a chash of Yai Nesach mid rabbanon, but they only extended the iser machal sasur shibo. They didn't extend the takrovas of Avodah Zarah, and that explains a few things about it. If you look in this Machal Sasuras aspect comes off the page. If you look in Parakeet off Machal Sasuras Aleph and Beis, if you look in the halachas, you'll see some of the details. But then the Rambam says, "Yain ha'akum she'inanu yodim im nisnasech olon nisnasech v'hua nikras tamienim aser b'hana k'mo yain shenisnasech v'davar zem exeris so for me v'ashos tamiena brevius makanos makas mardos." That's one example already. That the shear, even though the shear daraisa is a kol shoe, the shear the rabban is only revius because the rabban only took the machal sasuros. You need a shear shtia. Shear isra hana avodah zarah is a kol shoe. You need a shear shtia. So the Rambam limits damienam to certain cases. Like for example, Yiralef Tes in Misnasich La'akum El Yain Shiroi Likarvel Gavim Mitzbeach. Mneizek Hashin Nizrul Staminim Shikun Nigzarul Staminim V'Gazru Al Kol Yain Shiyagia Bo Shiyisur. But now Lo Gazru El Hayain Royal Misnasich. Only wine that's roy for our Mitzbeach is Aser. Therefore, Yain Mavushal or Yain that has sweet things mixed into it is not Aser B'Staminim. So the Mefarshim Mass is very difficult. If it's just a gzera of achshash yayin nesach, so there's no halacha that if a guy is nisnasich yayin mevushal,
on the Mizbech, it doesn't become Yayin Nesach. Why would that be? Rather, since the Rambam only extended the Machalos Asuros aspect of Yayin Nesach to Stam Yenom, they limited it to why they saw to be goes with this way to connect to the Mizbech, I'm not sure. But they limited it to only certain types of wines that are chashuv. Let's say, for example, and the siman to that is Yayin Nesach on Mizbech. Because they were kovei midrabanan, this is a certain type of machalas asuros. So what did they say? There's only a certain sug yayin that's called machalas asuros. All yayin has the potential to become yayin nesach. That's not the gzeirah. The gzeirah is to create a midrabanan, a machalas asuros, modeled after the machalas asuros deraisa. If you want to see this inside more developed, sort of shach quote, I don't know, I think this brisker was recorded with Pia Shmua. I don't know where the first place it's quoted is, but of shach, here machalas asuros, yud aleph, in the beginning, he quotes this from the Brisker Rav, speaking to Yudala. So that's where this idea is developed. So that's a great that this example of the extension and the new creation. That's really just the way the Rambam gets out of the Ramban's questions on him. Why are you counting a new mitzvah? We already have this. We're counting a new mitzvah because we're adding a new dimension, but we're modeling off that mitzvah, and that's why we count it. And the last example, Kufsali Tess, mitzvahs, achilas chametz, kolam zmano, that. Again, the Ramban there argues. Everybody argues in this Rambam. It's a Mishnah Torah also. Hefes Chametz to Matzah. Perek Aleph, Halacha, Zayin, Tess. We're on there. Because the reason why it's so difficult. Asa Lechel Chametz B'yom Arbasar Mechatzos Hayom Lamala Shemit Chilash HaShviyas B'yom Chol ochel b'zman hazeh lokem in haTorah shenemar lo sach alav chametz. Kolomer, what's alav? A karban haPesach. Kach lamanu mipi Yeshmur beferish davar zeh lo sach al chametz mishash and roy l'shchinas haPesach shu ben arba'im v'chatzi hayom. The reason why the Ravidi argues and says no, it's only the Rabbanan, because the Gemara in Pesachim and the Mishnah in Pesachim and Daf Chavches, I think I'm now flipping over to my base, has a machlokas tanayim. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, about chametz kodem zmano and chametz acher zmano. Everyone agrees chametz on Pesach is chayv karis. What about chametz she'avar alav haPesach and chametz mishei shavas lamal? Rabbi Yehuda holds that chametz she'avar alav haPesach is daraisa. Not the way we paskin. That's only a kenas for being over on bal yirah bal yomotzi. And he also holds that chametz kodem zmano is an isur daraisa. He has three pesachim that he is dorish. Rabbi Shimon holds that chametz kodem zmano is derabbanan and chametz acher zmano is derabbanan. Just like the Kenas of Sha'ar Rolam HaPesach is only Derabbanan. So too, the Gzeiro Atu Tezvav is also only Derabbanan. The Rambam splits. The Rambam Paschkin's Chametz Acher Zmano is Derabbanan. Chametz Kolim Zmano and Yidal is Daraisa. So even though it's the same Machlok as tonight, Rabbi Yehuda holds both and Rabbi Shimon holds both. He splits between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That's where all the Mepharshim are bothered. So the answer is that the Rambam learned. So you have to go through the Cheshbonos and the Sugyas. I think the Rishonim, I think the Ran, there's most before we should talk that is ask the questions on Chalches and the Rambam. But the Rambam learned, the Magen Mishnah basically spells this point out. The Rambam learned there were two, even though the Gemara presents them as the same Machlokas, not the same Machlokas, together, and happens with the same Tanayim argue on both, it's two separate arguments. Called them an Acher, so therefore the Rambam could split his Pesach. What drove him to split his Pesach is this Yisod, that he learned Chametz Kol Zmano as the extension of Chametz and Tezvav. So therefore it could be Chametz Acher Zmano, he thinks, is not. And what clued him into that? What clued him into that is it's an extension, but it's also a new creation because it relates to Shechitas HaPesach. The way the Rambam understood the Isra and Yudalid is that we are extending off. You could have said one without the other, but I have a ride that it's both. We'll see in a minute. That you could have just said that it's an independent new Isra called Chametz of Shechitas Pesach, and there's Chametz of Chag Hamatzos, you know, Tezvav. But what the Rambam did is that, no, that we extended the Chametz of Tezvav and we integrated it to the fact that it's Zman Shechitas HaPesach. That's Meduyak in just the way he brings it down. Don't eat Chametz Mishash Roy Shechitas HaPesach. That's the Mechayev, because you couldn't present it as really two separate things. There's a big discussion about the status of Yom Yedal and Achach Chatzos. There's Rabbeinu Chananel in Pesachim. Mekarbon Pesach, so you just forgot the daft. And the Bir Gra independently in Shulchan Aruch and Hechot Avelos
both say that Yudad after Acha Chatzos cancels Avelis, just like Tesvav would cancel Avelis, because they view it as a separate chag with Neatzmo of the day that the Karban Pesach is brought. It's the most interesting chag that you have in all of Torah, because it kicks in the middle of the day and lasts till Shkia of that day. It's the chag of bringing the Karban Pesach. It doesn't start at night. It's interesting because the chag is built into the Karban. From Chatzos till
summer.
No, you could eat the carbon, but Pesach will probably, I don't know what happens, Pesach probably eclipses that. That's interesting, actually. Interesting suggestion to say they will, that time of Pesach till Chatzos, they couple each other. So I don't think the Rambam is going that far, but the Rambam is saying that the Mechayiv of Achilas Pesach, called Mzmano, is based on the Zman Shechilas Pesach. The Menchas Chinuch is the same exact Nafkamina, but he thinks that in this case it's not true. He talks about whether or not Chametz. If Chatzis Zayis of Chametz called Mizmanach and Chatzis Zayis of Chametz Mizmanach Mitztarif, but where I think the Rambam shows that it's not just a new creation of Chametz but Shash Chidas Apesach, but what allowed him to count it as a Doris as an extension is in the Rambam. There's another Machlokes Rambam, right? The Rambam Gimel Chametz Matzah Gimel Ches thinks that there's Bal Yira Bal Yamatzah Bal Yamatzah at that time as well. But there's an Isser to own Chametz as well. The Ravid says that's impossible. How can you say Sheshah Samala Loyal Yomatzeh? It says Shevis Yamim in the Pasuk. So the Rambam, I think, was saying is that, yes, it says Shevis Yamim, but that there could be an Yudalit after Chatzos is somehow an extension, a prelude to Tezvav, and Dino of Tezvav can carry over. And second. And and we'll leave that point. So that's basically what he's doing here in all three of these mitzvahs, that you see that there's a ready pre-existing mitzvah. And these chiyuvim, the way the Perish Mekubal works here, is that Rambam just didn't say, oh, look, I'm stuck, and I can't count daraisas. But Chazal said here, they're like daraisas. No, there's a system, as you saw going on here, that I'm not going to count daraisas and a drasha. I'm not going to count drashas. The drashas can't be a Perish Mekubal Sinai when they come out of nowhere. Just like the model that he lists in Perish Mishnayos, Perish Mekubal Mishnayos is giving pshat in the pasuk. Ayin tachas ayin, pri etz hadar, and all the other examples that he lists. So too, when the Perish Mekubal tells you to count something as tarig mitzvos, what it's doing is, even though I can't give you a pasuk now, I can't show you in the pasuk, but I can show you a different pasuk. I can show you toshav v'sachar v'pesach. I can show you shivas yamim donim chametz. I can show you takrumas avodah zarah, and I can create from there new mitzvos using the drashas, creating the Perish Mekubal Mishnayos. That's the theme that I think are going on with these three mitzvos.
All those examples just brought about these extending mechs, about not extending those. Yeah. So why aren't those
derisive? Which examples?
Like the Orla one and the.
No, that's halacha mashmi Sinai. Orla, no, that meaning there. I think there's right. So meaning, that's probably the Rambam. That's interesting. According to Gonim, the Rambam sheet is that Reb Chaim presents that it's an extension of. Should get this straight. The Rambam holds that it's an extension, I think. But if, even if you want to say it's a new halacha, but if it's a straight up halacha which we see now, I mean, how come that's not a Perish Mekubal? No, I don't think anything that's an extension has to be Perish Mekubal. What I'm saying is that.
But then we don't have a rule anymore.
No, because it's not a rule. I'm not saying it's a rule. I'm saying that it's still working backwards. Meaning, Chazal said it's Doraisa. But what I'm saying is that it's not as radical as. It doesn't break the Rambam's whole rule that, oh, look, sometimes judges get counted. Because it's still different than. You could have extensions that are. Maybe you could argue that Orla B'chutz La'aretz would be a mitzvah with Neyatzma, and the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah with Neyatzma for some reasons. I hear what you're saying. So if you want to build on this, you would have to find cases where Mamish is an extension and see if that's Roy to be counted. So I do hear what you're saying. Why wouldn't you count, or let's say, according to blanking, which side the Rambam takes on it? The side that Orla B'chutz La'aretz is a continuation of. So yeah, you have to say that it's still different because it's not being. These are doing both at the same time. We're extending from current Pesach, but there's also unique Truma aspect to it as well. There's certain dino that are only unique to Truma for an Isser Aral, whereas if it's an extension of if it's an extension of Orla B'chutz L'Aretz, Orla's Eretz Yisrael and Chutz L'Aretz, it's just Orla's Eretz Yisrael coupled up in Chutz L'Aretz. There's nothing new that's added. Yai Nesach, there's a new aspect that was added. There's a Machal Sasuras aspect that's added. That's why it gets counted with Neyatmo. Orla B'chutz L'Aretz could be counted, but it's going to be counted included in Orla's Eretz Yisrael. There's nothing new about it. And if you hold that it's new, then you're saying it's so new that it's broken off from it. So this is a balance in between. But something to keep in mind, I haven't tested all the cases, but I think that's what's going on with all three of these rabbis. Next week we'll have to see. There's a lot here to flesh out. Next week I'm not going to be here either. It's Hanukkah. Let's all say we're not going to be here because it's Hanukkah, right? No, it's fine. Because it's Hanukkah.
Next,
is that
still Hanukkah next, isn't it?
No.